year. And Governor Kay Ivey is encouraging Alabama voters to approve a constitutional amendment to abolish the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. The governor would appoint school board members who would then be confirmed by the state. And those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Well, that was a short break. Breaks in only 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Glad we got back up here.
I know. We had to run out and take care of business.
Let's do our drawing here. Okay. For this hour, the 2 o'clock hour of the Dan Morris Show, the winner for getting their name in for the drawing for the Marguerite...
Drum roll.
Carrot Forever Diamond Giveaway. Drum roll. Is Barry Reeves.
All right, Barry.
Barry, congratulations, my friend. You need to call 396-5477. 396-5477. Your name's going to be in for the $10,000 Marguerite Forever Diamond giveaway.
You know, that's got to be a big rock.
They should let us, like, hold it for a day or two. Just look at.
Can I look at it?
And we could, like, set a laser light on it, and it would shine like kryptonite or something. You know, just to say we had it in here.
Yep.
But then probably not, because they listen to us and then...
yeah, they kind of go, we ain't letting those guys in there or something like that.
Might not get it back.
But a little crazy people there. Okay, let's break into some... Catherine Harrington, the second part of this update. The clip I played... First, so right before the top of the hour, that was last night. This was about 2.5 hours ago.
Late yesterday, the House Rules Committee finalized the resolution that goes to the full House for a vote this afternoon. And while not strictly a contempt resolution, it does allow Democrats to sue in court to enforce subpoenas for the Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. But you have to take this to the next logical step, which is anticipated to be a months-long legal process to obtain records that the court may ultimately decide are rightfully out of bounds for Congress, such as grand jury material. Meantime, yesterday at the House Judiciary Committee, we heard from the Democratic chairman, Jerry Nadler, who confirmed that there was a deal with the Justice Department, and the end result is that he put his criminal contempt resolution on hold, but he said other action could happen as they review the materials that are newly available to his committee.
I am pleased that we've reached an agreement to review at least some of the evidence underlying the Mueller report, including interview notes, firsthand accounts of misconduct, and other critical evidence, and that this material will be made available without delay to members of the committee on both sides of the aisle.
And buried in this letter from Attorney General Barr to Nadler about the records is new information about the Justice Department's investigation into the investigators. It reads in part, quote, "The review is broad in scope and multifaceted and intended to illuminate open questions regarding the activities of U.S. and foreign intelligence services, as well as non-governmental organizations and individuals. Based on my 2 years of reporting out this subject, that appears to be a direct reference to the FBI's use of informants, foreign intelligence services, as well as Fusion GPS, the opposition research firm that was behind the Trump dossier and that was used in October of 2016 to secure a surveillance warrant for a Trump campaign aide."
Okay, so what she did, she added in another part we're about to get into, and that is the expanse of the Barr investigation, which is huge. But did you hear Nadler say in that they've agreed to give over the 302s and some of the notes and some of the background information?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be interesting that all of a sudden he puts into those documents that he is giving to Nadler, to both the Democrats and the Republicans, and it's got some things that maybe Mueller didn't necessarily do correctly. That becomes part of the case that's going to the Judicial Department. And also Nadler has to picks up this rattlesnake that's in there. That the Republicans are going to say it and the Democrats are going to say it. You just heard Nadler say that. That's going to be given to both Republicans and Democrats. But all of a sudden, there may be some little things in there that don't quite add up, let's say.
Little tidbits.
Investigating.
Because they say, what do you want? You investigate the investigator.
Right.
We were saying that literally 2 years ago. That was the terminology I was told by somebody high up in the Department of Justice.
Hmm.
They use that terminology, investigate the investigators. We were using it 2 years ago.
So if the investigation had come out the way some of them wanted it, would they be investigating the investigators?
Well, the people that were going to be investigating the investigators are the Trump Department of Justice, because the people that need to be investigated are the ones that were doing the FISA warrant and spying and doing all the shenanigans with Trump.
So these people now, they are the investigators.
There you go. It's the Durham team, and I'll tell you, everything I hear about these guys, they are spot on. Okay, Sean Hannity had Ken Starr on and Greg Jarrett, and they're going to kind of get into some of this information here. Yeah, do the Sean Hannity versus SH. Perfect. Hit it.
Ken Starr, you were under a different statute. That was the independent counsel statute.
Right.
You had an obligation to testify and an obligation to release all of this information, did you not?
I did. The statute was absolutely clear. We were to report to the House of Representatives when we found substantial, credible information that an impeachable offense may have been committed. And did we find lots of evidence?
Right. And you had how many specific felonies? My memory, if it serves me right, it was 11.
We had 11 counts in our impeachment report to Congress, and it began, Sean, with perjury in the Paula Corbin Jones case, but it went on. This is what was really serious, the obstruction of justice. You know, obstruction of justice is being thrown around, but as you know, a judge found President Clinton in contempt, not for his perjury, which he committed, but for obstruction of justice.
Ah, okay, so what they keep doing is they keep saying, well, you did this for Clinton, so you need to do this for Trump. And the reason I play that is because they're two completely different things. Now, Sean Hannity is going to talk to Greg Jarrett about the expansive Barr investigation. Listen to this.
And we saw what happened with a couple of Italian intel people, Greg Jarrett. How do you interpret this letter?
Well, what struck me was it said non-governmental. And so that means people like Glenn Simpson, Fusion GPS, Nellie Orr at that same company. It also means the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign, who were involved in paying for the phony dossier that was used as a pretext to launch the investigation, as well as lying to the FISA court to spy on a Trump campaign associate. This is very broad. It's far encompassing, and it looks like John Durham and his team of investigators will be looking at all matters of potential corruption seriously.
Okay, so that includes going back and looking at the Hillary Clinton stuff. Mm-hmm. It includes looking at the DNC hacking of the computer, which, by the way, no one's yet to see the computer that was hacked. What they did is they gave him a replica of the computer that was hacked.
A replica?
A replica. You know what that's worth.
It's like a fake is what that's worth.
Well, and CrowdStrike did the original investigation on this, and they said the Russians hacked it. Mueller's team just took their report and said it was true. They didn't go in and research. No one from the FBI, no one has looked at this server yet.
You know, Mueller just made a nice, cool $40 million on this deal just doing nothing.
Well, what he's about to get embarrassed, because I think this whole, I mean, you heard how expansive that is. I mean, it is everything. And I think, as we said yesterday, they've been so quiet with Clapper, with Brennan, with Comey. We haven't heard squat from them. And those big old, their traps were hard to shut up, but you notice their traps are shut now.
Right.
Notice this. Need to know Nelly Orr keeps coming up all the time.
Well, I think Bruce Orr is a kingpin out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I think he is a likely person to flip. Lisa Page, I think, has already flipped. And I think Peter Strzok will be worried. Let's just say Peter Strzok, I think, is very worried at this very moment.
So they should call Monty Hall because everybody's ready to make a deal.
Make a deal. There you go. Okay, so now let's go to the next part. Ken Starr about the expansive investigation. Listen to this.
Let me ask you both. I'll start with you, Ken Starr. This letter by Stephen Boyd to Jerry Nadler responding to his request for information related to a review underway by the Department of Justice into certain activities involving the campaigns. And it goes on to say the review is broad in scope. It is multifaceted. It is intended to illuminate open questions regarding the activities of U.S. and foreign intelligence services, as well as non-governmental organizations and the individuals. I take this letter to be a wide open notice to everybody that all abuse of power, any corruption that has taken place in the course of these events is going to be discovered, and every rock is going to be looked under, and they're going to get to the truth, whether or not people abuse power. How do you interpret it?
It's a very good news confirmation that we will get the truth. And here is a key dimension of that, Sean. This investigation is being conducted by professionals, by John Durham, the United States Attorney, by others in the U.S. Attorney's Office, and by the Department of Justice professionals. So there's not some outsider, Bob Mueller, being brought in. You're now special counsel. What Bill Barr has wisely done is says we're using the resources of the Justice Department, and he's also making it very clear that he's getting cooperation from the intelligence agencies, by the way, including, it appears, foreign intelligence agencies. So I think we should be very optimistic that at long last we're going to know the truth.
Said the guy who listened and paid close attention to what they said.
Well, it's Ken Starr, because he had the background, he knows Barr.
Right.
He's the one that basically said, Barr is going to get to the bottom of this, I promise you. And he is the one that pointed out the use of Barr's language of what he said to Congress. He said, if there was something, we need to investigate to see if there was something done that was done improperly. I'm not saying there was, but if there was, we need to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, when he said that he was going to do that, he is going to do exactly that. Ken Starr was the one that pointed that out. Mm-hmm. I look for these beacons out there that really kind of point us in the right direction. So now let's listen to Greg Jarrett kind of finish the whole concept, talking about the expansive report. Listen to what he has to say.
And we saw what happened with a couple of Italian intel people, Greg Jarrett. How do you interpret this letter?
Well, what struck me was it said non-governmental. And so that means people like Glenn Simpson, Fusion GPS, Nelly Orr at that same company. It also means the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign, who were involved in paying for the phony dossier that was used as a pretext to launch the investigation, as well as lying to the FISA court to spy on a Trump campaign associate. And so this is very broad. It's far encompassing. And it looks like John Durham and his team of investigators will be looking at all matters of potential corruption seriously.
Okay, so he alluded to something in there, and he talked about the Italian intelligence officers. And
why does he got to pick on the Italians?
What they believe is that the Italian, the UK, and the Australian intel community were helping the Obama administration. Two intel folks from Italy basically got released for doing some, it was marked as improper work for other governments.
So they got let go.
They got let go. Well, and there means, let's just say they're being watched.
Yeah, we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Yeah, there you go. Guido. Jimmy DeSquire. So I believe, you know, Trump just came back from meeting with May. All of a sudden, Christopher Steele the next day says he's going to meet with
all anxious
Durham and FBI. And I think that meeting may end up taking place in the United States and not over there, which is a big move. I think Glenn Simpson from GPS is panicked. And like I said, we haven't heard anything from Brennan, Clapper, or the whole gang. So this thing is starting to get very interesting.
Yeah, they're closing the circle. They're keeping it tight.
And I tell you, Barr's the guy for the job. Jeff Sessions would have never been able to pull this off. Barr, he's got it. He's got it down tight. Okay, so now Sean Hannity's going to be carrying on with talking to Carter Page. And they had a tracking device on Carter Page, so we find out. Listen in.
Carter Page, the use of tracking devices, the intensity just before the first FISA application. And we must remind people, before that first FISA application, a spy on you, and hence you were the backdoor into all things Trump campaign, Trump transition, Trump presidency. All this intensified activity was going on with Halper, including you were being tracked. Tell us about it.
Sean, you know, to me, the bigger questions, I was actually so happy to have the chance to talk to Professor Halper, who I thought was just acting as a University of Cambridge professor from the UK. You know, we had a number of meetings in Virginia and the District of Columbia down in Washington. And I was really, you know, when all of these fake news stories started, I was pushing to try to get the, you know, restart my life, etc. And he was one of the few people that would talk to me. And actually, you know, a lot of the Trump team members, we had to basically go underground. We had, you know, I stayed in touch with many people, but it was very limited communications. And Mr. Halper was saying, you know, offering to be very, very helpful, etc. So, you know,
By the way, I want to make this clear. And for a long time, you couldn't answer this question.
We
now you can.
This yesterday.
You were an intelligence asset working for the United States of America, and you regularly provided information to all of our intelligence agencies as a person that loved this country. Is that true, sir?
That's absolutely true, Sean. And this is why I don't like pointing a finger at Professor Halper. You know, I know there's a lot of reports. So far, FBI and the U.S. government hasn't officially acknowledged anything. To me, the bigger things were the...
But did your government pay you for your work?
No, I was actually a volunteer, and I guess that's the main difference between me and Steele.
But you were debriefed. You told them the truth. They knew they could count on you. They often counted on you. They asked you to do specific tasks. You'd do them. You'd report back, correct?
I would always share information with them.
All right, let me get to Sarah.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, it just kind of gets you in the mood. Right
now. 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's continue on here from Sean Handy's show last night, which his shows are really good, been really good recently. This is Sarah Carter talking about the expanse of the Barr investigation. Listen to this.
All right, Sarah Carter, this DOJ letter, your reaction to that and what this means.
Well, this is incredible, Sean, because what he's saying is it's a broad scope investigation, which means they're not going to limit it to any one thing. I mean, just as Greg Jarrett said, just as Ken Starr said, they're going to have the ability to look at everything. That means Hillary Clinton's campaign, the Democratic National Committee, all the people that were involved, including Stefan Halper, Joseph Misfit, the Italian government. And right now, the Italians are actually conducting their own investigation into how they were utilized during the campaign. So this is very significant as well.
Our belief is Italy, Great Britain, and Australia, those three countries at least, are scared to death right now because we had our top intelligence officials, correct me if I'm wrong, possibly outsource intelligence gathering that would be illegal for them to perform. They did it for them, and they got the information backdoor. Is that what we're saying?
Bingo. And one of the things that I've been hearing from a lot of intelligence sources that have focused specifically on Great Britain, I remember early on they were saying that the British were very nervous, that some of them had suggested that they had been used in order to assist with this investigation. Now, it's very difficult to prove these things. This is significantly and highly classified. But let me bring up one quick point.
Somewhere.
There is a trail. There is a trail, and it will be exposed because the British are obviously going to give everything they can to this investigation. They're not going to try to keep this from the Trump administration or from Attorney General William Barr because they want a good relationship with the United States. But there's something very significant that Carter Page talked about, and that how Stefan Halper really worked hard in that September. He did the same thing with Svetlana Lakova, the Russian gal that was involved in all those salacious stories that is now suing because she felt used. That Carter will tell us how early this began.
Okay, there's a lot of information in there. Sorry about that. It's an open mic on my
you're on
my
probation.
Computer.
You're on probation.
Thank you. Okay, so Trump goes over, and remember, over a year ago, Justin Politano said something, and we were the only people that really captured it. He said that the way they get the information on Trump and these people is, he said, UK, MI5, and MI6, two different branches of the military intelligence, had gone through the back door, and you can go into the CIA, foreign company country can go into the CIA computer system and look at stuff. And they had looked at the Trump things. And that's how they got it, from MI5, MI6 agents that did it, under the behest of the CIA, which would have been Brennan and Clapper at that time, but Brennan mainly. He said that, and people went so up in arms. Fox suspended him for 5 days. Mm. And then they realized, you know, he actually may have been right. And they brought him back, didn't say another word about it. He was told never to say anything else about it. But he said that. We reported that on the show. and it was major news. Mm-hmm. Everybody panned Fox and said, didn't happen, total made up. You don't know what you're talking about. Y'all are conspiracy folks. All of the stuff that people have been talking about is coming true. It's absolutely coming true.
The deep state.
Well, and I'll tell you something. Barr is the guy to do this, and Barr is, I'm getting this Durham guy, and Durham having his, the female number two that was in his office working with them, which is the lady I mentioned to you yesterday. She is not to be played with. She
I don't think Barr's to be played with.
Mm-hmm. Or, and Durham's not to be played with. No. I mean, Durham, these guys have played with the toughest of tough folks that are out there, whether it's FBI, CIA, or mob.
And that's why the Democrats are holding all these hearings, trying to find any way to get him to where they can, you know, get him to resign, do anything they can do. Barr is going to crack the deep state.
I don't know why they don't resign. Just get while the getting's good.
I don't think there ain't no getting.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the members of Congress.
Yeah.
I think what they're going to do is there's going to be plenty of egg to be passed around to go on a lot of people's faces.
A lot of crow to be eaten, huh?
Well, and people like Schiff, who said, I've got evidence, and then he ignores this other evidence. The ones that criticized Nunes, who said, and I think it was February of 2017, that, yes, Trump had been spied on. Everybody ridiculed Nunes for that. They called him a liar. Joe Scarborough called him every name in the book. Yeah. Tried to totally discredit him. He was absolutely right when what he said. Those are the guys who are going to have some problems with this thing.
Old Brennan and Clapp are going to get their travel packs out for their toothpaste, toothbrush, and everything.
Hey, you know what you find if you open up Schiffer's head?
What?
Schiffer brains. I noticed you had your finger by the button. And I was real careful.
Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after this brief break.
I've got to see you.
You're listening to the Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Opposites attract on the campaign trail.
It looks like he's failing. It looks like his friends from the left are going to overtake him pretty soon.
President Trump taking a shot at former Vice President Joe Biden before heading to Iowa. The Democratic frontrunner also stumping there today.
I hope his presence here will be a clarifying event because Iowa farmers have been crushed by his tariff war with China, and no one knows better than the folks in Iowa.
A new Iowa poll shows Biden easily leading the crowded field. The House voting on a resolution today that would allow the Judiciary Committee to enforce its subpoenas in court.
The House resolution would also authorize lawsuits against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn for defying subpoenas pertaining to special counsel Robert Mueller's report.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Storms start to thin out over the next couple of days. Today, look for a sun and cloud mix. Can't rule out some isolated pop-up storms later on this afternoon and this evening. High in the mid-80s, low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, some spotty storms, I suppose, here and there. A warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s again. Then Thursday and Friday, abundant sunshine. We dry out. High in the mid to upper 80s. We'll be near 90 on Saturday. Can't rule out an isolated storm, but a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Busted Flat in Baton Rouge.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans.
Take it down.
Bobby thumbed a diesel down.
I just sang a little bit. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday. Let's go now to Lindsey Graham. He's going to be talking about the 2020 election and the election security, and the fact that the Democrats have been talking about bringing Trump to justice. Listen to this.
Just your reaction to that conversation right off the bat.
Well, you know, there's nothing going on in the House about protecting the 2020 election. They're trying to nullify the 2016 election. Mueller has spoken. He found no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians after 2 years, $25 million, 19 lawyers, and 40 FBI agents. He decided not to bring any charges regarding obstruction of justice because there is no crime here. The bottom line is what the House is doing is politically motivated, trying to destroy the Trump presidency, and I can assure you that we're done with the Mueller investigation in the Senate. They can talk to John Dean until the cows come home. We're not doing anything in the Senate regarding the Mueller report, but we are going to try to harden our infrastructure to protect it against 2020 interference.
Well, everybody certainly hopes that that's the case. It feels like everybody talks about that, and I know that you are doing some work on that. But it's alive and well, the Mueller report and the investigation on the campaign trail, which I'm sure will come of no surprise for you. Here's one example. This is Beto O'Rourke from yesterday.
We were attacked unlike any other time in our 243-year history. And we have a president who has yet to acknowledge it and a president who has yet to be brought to justice. So, yes, at the end of the day, justice is important.
He wants to bring the president to justice, Senator.
Who would you pick to bring Donald Trump to justice? Robert Mueller or Beto O'Rourke or Jerry Nadler? The one person everybody agreed would be a fair arbitrator of the investigation was Mueller. We all said he was a good guy, highly qualified. That would be the end
Both
of
sides.
It. Does anybody really believe that Beto O'Rourke and Jerry Nadler are looking for justice? If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you.
I love that. I tell you, Lindsey Graham, since John McCain has passed away, he's a completely different person.
He's gotten more aggressive.
Well, he's not a John McCain clone and kind of parroting what John McCain would. Right. He's his own guy now. Well, and but Beto O'Rourke is just unbelievable.
Well, what I want to know about him is, where do they let him park his unicorn when he comes to work? He just rides in on a rainbow. And
well, did you hear him say, and never in our country in 243 years, and what, if you go back and look at 243 years ago, that's 1776.
Uh-huh.
We weren't a country in 1776. We were doing a Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
On 4th of July, 1776. We didn't become a country until 1790.
That is correct.
And so here he is. So he didn't think that somebody was trying to attack our elections in 1812, the Battle of 1812,
mm-hmm.
when the British came into to Washington, D.C.
Didn't they burn
the White House? Yeah, exactly.
But that wasn't as bad.
That wasn't as bad as the Russians hacking it.
It's something. No.
This guy is living in a fairy tale. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
World.
It is unbelievable the way he thinks.
He's out there.
He's just thinking of lollipops, sugar plums.
Uh-huh.
Which is why he's 1% of the vote. They're trying to talk him into getting out of the race and running for U.S. Senate in against Cornyn in Texas. And I think it'll be equally as, I think it'll be more embarrassed, because with Trump on the ticket in 2020, Texas is going to go Trump.
Yeah.
Easily. Big time.
I agree.
Okay, let's continue on with Lindsey Graham. He's going to be talking about the Barr investigation of the investigators. Where have I heard this before?
All right. I want to ask you about your discussions with Attorney General William Barr, because before you met with him about this topic of doing this investigation. Today, they put out a very interesting letter, which I read a little piece of at the beginning of the show, which makes it clear that their scope is very broad. U.S. intelligence, overseas intelligence, individual, you know, private individuals. What's going on with this?
Well, Bill Barr did two things. He allowed Mueller to do his investigation without political interference, gave him all the resources he needed to be the last word on Trump and Russia, and Mueller has spoken. Now what Barr is going to do is open up the second phase of this investigation. How did it get so off track? Was the FISA court defrauded by the FBI, the Department of Justice? Was there a legitimate reason to have a counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign? And why wasn't Trump told what Donna Brazile was told? Nobody from the FBI, the Department of Justice, ever told candidate Trump that we think some people working for you may be working with the Russians. Why did they not tell Trump what they told the Democratic Party?
Yeah. It's Lindsey Graham. I'm liking it more every single day. Okay, so John Ratcliffe was on this morning talking about the contempt vote that was supposed to happen today. I haven't seen it go by yet, but listen to Congressman Ratcliffe.
A vote happening today. Try to make sense of all of this for us, because, you know, for the American people, we are looking on, and there's a lot to keep track of here, Congressman. Update us.
There is a vote, as Catherine Herridge just said today, on a civil contempt resolution. It would authorize Democratic lawyers to go to court to enforce a subpoena against Attorney General Bill Barr and against former White House counsel Don McGahn. We'll have that vote today, but there's 0% chance the Democratic lawyers are ever going to walk into court and argue that the Attorney General of the United States should be held in contempt for refusing to comply with a subpoena that requires him to commit a crime. So this is a show vote. This is about trying to save face. This is about Jerry Nadler trying to appease a Democratic base, 70% of which says they should try and impeach Donald Trump, when 70% of the American people say, cut the impeachment garbage. Let's get on with infrastructure and immigration and all the things that Democrats promised us they would do if they were in charge of the House.
Okay, this guy is really good, by the way. He is the leader in the minority of a couple of the committees, but he was the one that was on the Judicial Committee with Trey Gowdy, and he basically turned over the reins to Trey Gowdy to make him Trey Gowdy his inquisitor, because Trey Gowdy's a damn good questioner.
I like that inquisitor thing.
Inquisitor. So Ratcliffe is going to be talking about Mueller and the documents here.
But we know that that's not what's happening right now, Congressman. And as you mentioned, the House has now delayed legal action against Barr, and that's at least for now, knowing that the DOJ has agreed to provide some of these key documents and information regarding Mueller evidence. What do you think changes? What do you think comes from that?
Well, it's funny. The key evidence that Jerry Nadler talked about yesterday is the same evidence that the Department of Justice has been offering to Democrats for some time now. Again, this was about Jerry Nadler trying to save face in the face of a Democratic base that wants him to take action. Those documents, again, have been available to all of us for some period of time. You know, I'm glad that Jerry Nadler's happy and he's finally submitted to the accommodation process the way it's supposed to work, but he overplayed his hand on these subpoenas against Bill Barr, and now he's looking for an off-ramp, and he got one yesterday.
All right, so the Justice Department's going to share the first batch of documents, we're being told, to the committee, or already has, but we don't know if those documents are going to become public. Can you answer that question for us?
Well, I'll be over at the Justice Department today at 4 o'clock looking at those and other documents. I don't know that they'll be public. There's so many investigations that are still ongoing. I think eventually they will be, but I think the public, this is Washington, D.C., the information that is in there will unfortunately, I'm sure, leak out whether it's supposed to or not.
We're watching TV, and Fox is reporting that soon the House will vote on whether to authorize legal action to enforce subpoenas on Barr and McGahn, which is what they were alluding to just a little while ago. Mm-hmm. So John Ratliff is going to stay with this. Nadler and the Democrat documents, and then his comments about John Dean.
We know that Nadler had detailed that it would be specific notes, communications, 302 reports that we're aware of, witness interviews. Are you aware of any other specific documents that the committee has secured?
I'll know that later today. Again, a lot of this information, Sandra, is information that Attorney General Barr had previously offered members, Republicans and Democrats, to look at. The only thing he can't do is provide 6E grand jury information. Mm-hmm. So it includes all information, as much as possible, as much transparency as the law will allow. I'm glad we're finally moving forward with that process. So unfortunately, though, there's still going to be this show vote today on the contempt resolution.
How did that hearing go yesterday with John Dean?
It was like all the recent hearings that we've had. This is part of the Democrats' Plan B. Plan A was for Bob Mueller to find conspiracy or collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. He came back and said no American, much less anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired with Russia. So yesterday was part of Plan B. Gosh, we can't admit we were wrong. So now let's try and claim that the president was obstructing justice into an investigation that we, the Democrats, started by paying for a false dossier and a Democratic administration using as a false predicate for this investigation. We're going to have, unfortunately, more of those hearings because, again, the Democrats want to keep this in the public view. They want it to appear that Donald Trump has done something wrong, even though the special counsel didn't find that he did.
He wanted to say squat. Couldn't you feel it? You could have found that. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you got a pass, man. Go ahead and say it.
I know. You can dump me. Okay, now Ratcliffe is going to be talking about, again, one of the more famous lines you now hear all the time, investigate the investigators.
Also, we're waiting on the investigation of the investigators and John Durham looking into the origins of the Russia probe. We're waiting on the IG report. What is your update there, Congressman?
Really significant development with the letter that was issued by Stephen Boyd yesterday. Of course, Bill Barr has said that there was surveillance, there was spying of the Trump campaign. The question is, was there a proper predicate for it? What we heard yesterday, as Catherine Herridge just said, a broad and multifaceted investigation by John Durham. Let me translate that for you. He's looking into unauthorized leaking of classified information. He's looking into people lying under oath, and he's looking into potential abuses of the FISA process, false representations to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. And the reference, interestingly, to intelligence community agencies really brings into focus, everyone has talked about the FBI and the Department of Justice. Yesterday's letter is cluing the CIA's involvement. Remember John Brennan's counterpart at one point in time in Australia was Alexander Downer, the same Alexander Downer who apparently had a spontaneous conversation with George Papadopoulos that started all of this. So they're looking at that, and of course, if it turns out that Alexander Downer had other contacts with folks like Carter Page or other associated folks associated with the Trump campaign, that would tell investigators that none of this was spontaneous and that it was in fact orchestrated.
Let's see. So Clapper had a relationship with him, huh? And he's the guy that basically tried to finger Papadopoulos and Carter Page.
So that's kind of another little backdoor deal going on there.
The guy that you heard him mention, Boyd, has kind of a couple of Alabama contacts here. Hmm. Number one, Boyd was also the chief of staff for Representative Martha Roby. Also was the committee head assignee that was for Jeff Sessions in the Judicial Committee. He's a University of Alabama law school graduate.
Hmm.
So we have Rick Dearborn, who was the chief of staff for Jeff Sessions, who later went to the White House, who left the White House about a year ago, and Stephen Boyd, two Alabama folks, two Jeff Sessions people, who are at the pinnacle of this whole thing.
Wow.
I got one quick question.
Sure.
If the people who are the investigators of the investigation put that off for a while,
no.
Would they be investigator procrastinators?
I like that.
I was just wondering.
I'm going to write that down.
I wish you would, because I can't say it again.
Another thing when I went through and Stephen Boyd is that when I would always request Martha to come on the show, he was the one I'd always talk to.
Yeah, she's kind of shy about that, isn't she?
Well, once he left, all of a sudden things kind of changed, as they say. News Talk 93.1, let me keep going here. We've got more. Laura Ingraham had an interesting group of guests on last night. She's going to do the setup talking about the John Dean testimony yesterday, which, by the way, even MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell panned. Now, when you get Andrea Mitchell not happy with you and thinking it was a waste of time, you know something's wrong.
It was bad.
Let's listen to Laura Ingraham.
At a memorial event for David Hamburg, Speaker Pelosi and I had a chance to discuss impeachment. Mr. Dean, who wrote that?
I did.
Haven't we been too long in not giving Trump a meaningful moniker? Should it be deranged Don, deadbeat Don, demagogue Don? Thoughts, please, comments. Mr. Dean, who wrote that?
I assume that was mine.
It was yours. We are witnessing Trump's massive cover-up of his criminal behavior as POTUS. He's incapable of accomplishing anything. Mr. Dean, you know who wrote that?
I suspect that was me again.
It was you.
That was today at the Judiciary Committee hearing. Jerry Nadler called lessons from the Mueller report, presidential obstruction and other crimes. Now, throughout this spectacle, Dean revealed himself as nothing more than a grossly biased member of the anti-Trump resistance. We all knew that. But not only that, before the hearing even began, he appeared on his new home, CNN, and admitted he wouldn't be establishing anything new or even relevant.
Listen.
I'm clearly not a fact witness, but I hope I can give them some context and show them how strikingly like Watergate what we're seeing now and as reported in the Mueller report is.
So what the heck was the point of this entire exercise on Capitol Hill?
How about that? We're going to get back. Didn't you love Jim Jordan there, the way he did that with John Dean?
You know you did it.
He, that was perfect. Now, she's going to interview Jim Jordan. We're going to try to get to as much of it as possible. And the final segment of the Dan Moore Show will be right back.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained.
The Dan Morris Show.
All the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's...
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces. Resources, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes. Going to be enjoying outside today.
Somehow.
After I break bread and have a couple of cervezas with Joe. And mosquito shields are going to be protecting me while I'm outside today.
Yeah, they're going to be right there taking care of
it. 334-513-2940. The Von Russell Mosquito Shield. Ask for the $29.95. Demo show special.
You know, 6 mosquitoes flew through my yard yesterday. I thought it was the Blue Angels. I mean, they're big this year. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't ever see them. Let's go to the phones and go to Faye. Faye, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hi, Dad. Listen, I'm trying to vote, and I usually vote on Perry Hill Road at that church. But on Bond Road at Perry Hill. And there's nobody there, so we can vote.
Yeah, that's not District 74. It's only District 74 votes today.
Oh, really? We don't vote?
Yeah, unless you don't live in District. If you voted that precinct on Airline Road, you're not in District. You are not in District 74.
Oh, so I don't vote at all.
Correct.
But you are conscientious. You are a good American. Going to go vote.
Well, I appreciate that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Faye. Appreciate it. That's two we've had.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Just helping folks that want to go exercise.
Okay, Laura Ingram's going to ask Jim Jordan about the Dem hearing here. It's the cut two here. Laura Ingram, there you go.
How could the Dems think that this was going to advance any narrative? This was a PR stunt. I'm surprised they didn't try to, you know, levitate other people from the Watergate era out of the grave. But what did they accomplish today?
I don't know if they accomplished anything, but this is their pattern. First witness of the 116th Congress, their first big announced witness was Michael Cohen, guy who went to prison for lying to Congress. They brought him in front of Congress. No surprise, he lied again, we think, 7 times. Then they bring in John Dean to talk about obstruction of justice. And, of course, John Dean pled guilty to obstruction of justice. So this is just their pattern, and it's all about them trying to get the president. Never forget, the key chairman in the House have these memorandums of understanding, actual contracts they've written among themselves. You're going to do A, I'm going to do B. You're going to do C, I'm going to do D. This is how we're going to have our coordinated effort to get the president. So MOUs, Michael Cohen, John Dean, all this is what they're going to do, and they won't call it impeachment, but that's frankly what it is. The American people know it's wrong.
John, go to cut four here where Jim Jordan is talking about John Dean in a meeting with Cohen and Laney Davis.
He was, I think, referencing you tonight. He was on CNN and others who are criticizing his appearance, Congressman.
Were you taken aback at all by how personal some of the attacks by Republicans were? I mean, did you expect the hearing to be as contentious as it was?
I did, actually. I know the players. I've watched them before. I watched them badger Hillary Clinton. They're all flamethrowers.
I don't see the flamethrower.
Yeah, no, and I didn't badger Hillary Clinton. I brought the facts, the fact that, you know, she wanted to blame the tragedy in Benghazi on a video. We all know that she knew that was wrong when she talked about that. Look, here's the president was falsely accused of conspiring with Russia to impact
the
election.
Where's the curiosity about that fact? Why wouldn't someone like John Dean especially be concerned about
that? Exactly the point. Falsely accused, but the Democrat, and then Bob Mueller does a 22-month investigation and comes back and says no collusion and there's no indictment on the obstruction charge, and yet the Democrats want to say, let's keep looking at that versus looking at the false accusation that started the whole thing. So to me, that's the big problem here. And again, John Dean, here's the other connection with Michael Cohen. John Dean was giving advice to Laney Davis, Michael Cohen's lawyer, the night before. The night before Michael Cohen is supposed to come testify, John Dean's on CNN, paid contributor CNN, and he tells Aaron Burnett on that show, I told Laney Davis, tell your client, tell Michael Cohen, not to give his testimony to the Republicans. Actually, obstruct the investigation of the Oversight Committee. That's what he told him. So talk about Mr. Wu is right. He is an expert on obstruction. He was actually advising Michael Cohen to do that when he came and testified 4 months ago. Michael Cohen followed his advice. Michael Cohen also lied.
That's a little tidbit of information. Let's slip in one more in here. This is former Deputy Attorney General Yu during the Bush administration talking about the, not the number five. There you go. He's going to be talking about the expansive Barr investigation.
John, in a letter to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees today, the Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd offered more details on Barr's investigation into the surveillance against the Trump campaign, describing it as broad in scope and multifaceted. I was talking about Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut. How significant is that language, John?
Oh, I think that's tremendously significant. This is not going to be just one review of a single FISA application. And let me also point out, Congressman Jordan has done great work in bringing to light a lot of these shenanigans that were going on at the very start of the investigation. But I'm not surprised Attorney General Barr is going to conduct a broad investigation, because I hate to say it, my former colleagues in the Justice Department, the more we learn about how this thing started, the worse and worse it's going to get. It is an obligation or a duty of the Attorney General to make sure that this never happens again. Something like the Steele dossier could set us off on a 2-year mole hunt that tried to tear down the Constitution.
Rusty, John, I want to thank you for a great show, guys. Appreciate your help.
Thank you for letting me come in and play.
Guys, be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. We're going to be covering the election plus other things. Be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.